stuff to forge in your career? How do you look back on it?
Personally, it has been a good year for me. I think I've taken a big step. I've improved on a lot of things, and that was my goal. My defensive play has gotten better. Still not great, but it's something that I still got to work on. And that's something I'm going to work on this off season. But I feel like I've taken a good step in the right direction, and we'll see where that goes.
You were with the team last year when you missed the playoffs. Is it more disappointing this year?
It's always disappointing. No matter when, what year it is, what team it is, whenever you don't make the playoffs, it's not fun. But I think the way we ended this year makes it exciting to look forward to next year. We have a great group. We know what we can do. We just got to go out there and do it like we've been doing it the last seven games.
Blake was giving you some credit earlier, and one of the things he said about you was your ability to understand that, you know, being that dynamic player in Halifax, that you didn't need to take over a game or you didn't need to be skating everywhere around everybody to have an impact on this team. How much did you struggle with kind of knowing that you didn't have to be that guy every single game to still be a successful player in this league?
I think I learned that at the end of last year. Because last year I was thinking I have to go out there and make something happen every shift. And if I don't do that, well, that's not good enough then. But I've learned how to play the game. I learned from Wheeler. I learned from the other guys. They teach me as much as they can, and I try and listen as much as I can. So I feel like I've taken a big step there as well.
Nick, before the season, we talked and you talked to me about the mental side of the game, and you spent part of the summer working on that. How much did that, you know, play a factor this year on how much you kind of worked on that side?
I feel like it's been good. I haven't had any major slumps like last year. I think part of it last year was mentally, because it hadn't really happened before. But being in that situation, in that slump last year, I think it made me stronger mentally. Something I wasn't prepared for. The guys in here, they helped me out. And this year, I feel like after two, three games where it wasn't going well, I was able to bounce back pretty fast. So I feel like it went well this year.
Nick, you talked about your defensive game. What kind of things can you do to become a better defensive player?
Starts and stops. I'm not a big fan of that, apparently. It's all in your head. Like I said, starts and stops is the biggest thing I got to work on. Coming back into your own zone and being able to get into the right position right away.
How much do you agree with people saying the young players are the future for this team and just your role in that?
I think we have a lot of young, great players. So it is going to be exciting to see what's in the future. But we also have some veterans here who are going to come in with a lot of experience and hopefully help us secure that playoff spot next year.
Yeah, do look back to your draft year and how many young guys were on this team, kind of the Judy's question, but how do you feel you guys have evolved? Do you feel like do you feel like you're in a transitioning period where eventually you guys are going to grow and identify as the new core? you feel that yet, or do you know what, understand what I mean when I say that?
I think we as a team have taken a big step up compared to last year. The young players have learned the game better. We've gone out there and we've wanted to win every single game, and we've really been competing hard every single game. So that's a big step up from last year. I think this group has an exciting future, and I'm pretty excited to be a part of that.